I have been here.
The Grey Goose, Adventures of a Modern Robin Hood.
Lieutenant Arthur Dunkirk, awarded MC, Distinguished Conduct. Volunteered commandos, became captain, then DSO.
Oh, you were a big noise, weren't you?
Yes, but a sort of squib, a damp one. The noise ended in a fizz. That is what I'm going to tell you. The rest of my dossier reads, originally trained as engineer and inventor, expert designer of the Fletcher patent safe.
They seem to have got the cart before the horse.
Wait. Said Roland Fletcher, entrusted with valuable security documents, sold out to the enemy.
No.
Shut up. Court-martialed, cashiered, dismissed his regiment.
My heavens, I don't believe it.
Let me finish. Death sentence passed, but reprieve granted later on account of previous distinguished service.
What a tragic story.
Not so tragic as it turned out. Stop pressing all that. The Roland Fletcher case, here. I'll read it. I've got it here. The War Office has to announce in re Roland Fletcher that facts have recently come to light which seem to establish the fact that this officer was the dupe of others. Unfortunately, the chief witness in the case was reported missing, believed dead, in a certain raid carried out on enemy coastal defenses.
Is that all?
That is all.
And the man you saw today?
The chief witness, Captain George Anstey.
But he was never found, I take it, or they would surely have reopened your case.
No, he was never found officially. But I found him today. And lost him.
Then we must look for him and force him into the open. Would you like to tell me how it all happened?
All right. Here goes. As commandos, we often sail across the Straits of Dover in the pitch darkness, got inshore, waded in quietly, and in very commando fashion, did in a few German sentries, blew up this and blew up that, grabbed a live fritz or two, and dashed home again. Then came a day in our mess when I fell out with Anstey, himself a captain, and, strangely, a one-time employee of my father's firm. It was like this.
How's the DSO bearing up?
Oh, I can just about bear its weight.
Go on creeping around headquarters, Fletcher. You'll get a CMG.
Suppose, Anstey, you drink less pink gin. You might even be properly fit for the next operation.
Are you suggesting that I wasn't fit for the last one?
Yes. And if we hadn't had that swim, you'd have landed tight as a fiddle. Why, they call you Pink Gin in the mess. And even the other ranks talk about it.
Sir, you disgust me with the men.
Never. But I do wash my ears. Incidentally, Anstey, there's another op in a few days. And as your senior, I shall demand that you start sober.
Or else?
Or else the colonel will be asked to provide me and the troops with a more reliable 2IC.
You! Yeah! Take a pink gin yourself.
Thank you. I take it. That one is on you.
No, you fool, it's on you. All over you.
Shortly after this, I was sent for by the colonel, and having duly reported, was given the details or briefing of the next operation.
This, Fletcher, is not entirely a destructive or harassing raid.
No, sir?
No, it's much more. Having penetrated the first line of fortifications, you will personally go much deeper.
To where, sir?
Well, now look at this sketch. Here's the line. Beyond it, 500 yards, is a massive structure used as an orderly room. It is to that point that you must make your way. Here, your own ingenuity must come into play. You'll provide yourself with a pocketbook, your own papers, photograph of a girl, say. Oh, in fact, all the bits and pieces an officer generally carries. And it must be authentic.
Yes, I know the idea.
Right. Now, here are two envelopes. One you will take with you, the other remains in this safe. Compare them.
I can see no difference, sir.
That's good. But there is a difference. Very faint, which only I can detect. Now, in yours is a detailed plan of a very large operation to take place on a certain date. It's phony, of course, but would read almost like this one, which contains the correct details and a different date for the genuine action. Right. Into the safe it goes. You will contrive to leave your envelope in a fairly grubby state in that orderly room, dropped with your pocketbook. You must arrange to have it snatched from you, or perhaps in a scrap with the sentry, during which you come off worse.
Oh. Sounds very comfy, sir, if I may say so.
Well, you've got your envelope, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
Well, that'll set the beehive buzzing a little out of place, and a little out of time, too. Well, good luck, my boy.
Thank you, sir. I hope I'll be seeing you.
I hope so. Anstey will, of course, with his men, cover your escape by a bit of a noisy demonstration. That'll be in orders, as usual. And 3 hours after sunset tomorrow, you'll put up. Oh, by the way, is Anstey reliable these days? Doesn't always strike me as being quite fit.
Oh, he's fit enough.
Why don't you continue?
I may as well. Well, here's how it went.
Time to go, Fletcher.
I know, Anstey. You keep some action going. Handing over to you. Get a Fritz or two if you can.
Where are you going?
That's my business. When you get away, detail one boat to wait 15 minutes for me. Then Imshiala for England, Home and Beauty. Got it?
I said, where are you going?
I've told you. I'm going to move on, Anstey. And if you do get home before me, have a pink gin. You deserve it.
I'll get home, never fear. And if I can get a pink gin, I'll drink to your departed spirit.
Well, apparently all was going well, and I started on my lone sortie to that orderly room. 500 yards looked like so many miles. However, I made it, and of course, ran into the sentry. We naturally had a set to, and after putting up a certain amount of resistance, I fell down dead.
Really?
Oh, don't take me literally. The sentry, damaged and all as he was, suddenly envisaged dreams of iron crosses by the ton, and, as was expected, search my dead body for papers, identity discs, and anything he could find, which, of course, was plenty. Scurrying to his commander, he left my dead body where it was.
But you...
Not being dead, although a bit battered and torn, I, by devious means, reached the coast, and sure enough, Anstey had detailed an MTB to wait. I somehow got there, and off we went. Where's Captain Anstey? Is he in one of the other boats?
No, Fletcher. Sorry we had to leave him. He's missing. Missed all boats. Last seen heading for the beach, but apparently was shot down.
Didn't make it, eh? Well, bad luck. Two days afterwards, Barbara, the colonel sent for me. And I can tell you that the interview that followed will never, never leave my mind.
Fletcher, I hardly know what to do with you.
Do with me, sir?
Yes, you. I entrusted you with a very confidential document. Only it's true, but a very important one in view of the main operation.
Yes, sir. You did, and I delivered it, sir. Much to my cost.
Good heavens, man, don't you know? But of course you know. The real operation was a complete frost.
What, sir?
A failure, which cost us hundreds of lives.
But, sir, I...
Keep your protest, Fletcher, for the court-martial.
But, sir...
You're under close arrest. As a traitor!
And so we glean a little of the background of Roland Fletcher, the modern Robin Hood, alias the Grey Goose.